to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
And we are going to get fit and fabulous. Yes, that's what we're talking about today. Why is that important? Well, let's face it. We all want to look our best, we want to feel our best, and we want to be our best. And if we're not taking care of ourselves, that's not going to happen. Now, Teresa Tapp is going to be my guest today, but she's on her way to New York City. And we are having instead two powerful ladies, Renee McLaughlin, who is a TTAP trainer certified, and she's going to fill us in on some things, and also Lisa Moretti. Now, these are two gals that have interacted with Teresa Tapp over the years, and I'll tell you, I'm totally sold on it because I have just seen such wonderful results, and I'm not even working that hard at it, and it's really, really great. No hype. This is for real. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Now, you're going to need to speak up because with both of you on the same line, your voices are a little soft.
Okay, how's that?
That's much better.
Okay.
That's much better.
We'll use our big voices.
Yes, use the big voices.
We can do it!
Yes, we can do it. Lisa and Renee, you both have been working with Teresa for a long time. I was on the phone talking with her yesterday, and she told me about these wonderful, wonderful things that are happening with her, the shows she's going to be involved with, and the articles that are being written about what she's done. Now, this is a woman that has been so involved in wellness for so many years. And when I first became acquainted with Teresa was last winter when I was at the National Publicity Summit. That's when I met her for the first time. And she told me about her stuff, and I get so much material. I went, yeah, sure. Okay, I'm going to check this out. So I did. And I was surprised. Over the holidays, I saw an improvement. And you know how the holidays are. And then it's been just a steady thing ever since then. Renee, how did you get involved with Teresa?
Well, Donna, thank you for asking. And I love that you had those kind of results. And they, believe it or not, really are very typical. I got involved because I was a personal trainer, and I was actually working with women, mainly women over the age of 35 to 40, and I was teaching weight training, like dumbbell training, knowing that, you know, we've always heard that you have to do that type of weight-bearing exercise in order to help our bones and to get stronger, right?
Right.
And, but, you know, Donna, there were things happening that I wasn't thrilled with. Number one, I'm real short, and I have a body type that tends to bulk up. I get real muscular. I know we're not supposed to, but I do. And so even though I was using low weights, everything, I mean, I was getting really big, and my legs were getting big, and my arms were getting big, and I was kind of noticing some of the other ladies, the same thing was happening. But what really concerned me more was that even though we were using really good form as we were lifting these weights, many people ended up with, you know, they have like a cranky shoulder, and the elbow was kind of bothering them, and the knees were getting, you know, didn't feel good, and there were all kinds of things. And so I was just searching. I've been a searcher all my life. I'm always searching for the next best thing that I can use as a tool to help my clients just get better and better results. And so, lo and behold, you know, when the student is ready, the article appeared in front of me, and it was an article that was in a magazine called Women's World. And on the outside of this magazine, it said, "Lose 2 sizes in 4 weeks with the incredible Inchlox fat burning system." And you know, right, Donna, did you not, you read that, you like roll your eyeballs? Like, oh, please, what are they trying to sell us now, right?
Absolutely.
But it's sort of like that train wreck, you cannot possibly not look and hope nobody catches you at the same time, right?
Right.
So I looked and I read this article, and first of all, the before and after pictures were truly amazing. But more than that, Teresa really explained many of the principles that are behind the incredible effectiveness of TTAP, and I was reading these saying, this woman is brilliant. this makes so much sense to me, but I've never heard it before. These are principles that I have not heard in the fitness and health world before. I have to experience it. So I did, you know, just like that infomercial at 3 in the morning, I ran and I called and I ordered it, the whole time thinking, oh, I am so gullible.
Yes.
Right? This can't be true.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, Donna, I started doing the workout, and I'm like, something is changing. This is different, and there is a power to this. And to this day, I laugh with Teresa. I say, I don't quite know how I knew. I don't quite even know how I knew, but I did. I just knew this was different. This was it's just powerful. That's just the best word that I have for it. And so after I did it for about 2 to 3 weeks and really saw my body truly change, I knew this was something I had to teach and I had to get involved with and I had to learn. And that was about 7 years ago. And I am more passionate about this workout now. Every day I get more and more passionate than I was then because I learn more, I experience more, I feel it in my body, and I have seen such amazing transformations in people's bodies and lives.
Now, Renee, you also are involved with nutrition. So your background has been one that's been quite interesting. And I share something with you because I'm short. I'm short. And it's, you know, I don't know why, but it's what I call my Italian background along with the German heritage and the Heinz 57 mixture. I got all the stuff that I look in the picture when I was growing up and say, why me? But I'm strong, I'm healthy, and I just couldn't believe that this could make a difference with the amount of time. But she explains it so thoroughly. And what I really felt was so important when I was reviewing the material and was reading the information was that there were men that were involved with this, but the women seemed to be so much more vocal about it because many of them were having a problem with bone density. You mentioned the weights. You know how important walking is. We all know that. We hear this stuff over and over again, how important exercise is. But when I could see a toning that no matter what I did before wasn't happening, and when I watch it occurring, and I was on the phone with a friend just day before yesterday, and she has literally dropped a dress size. Now, I'm not that big a person. So if you're someone's really, really big, then you are going to see even more dramatic results than I am. But the thing is, it's that toning, and she is so embarrassed about her size that she wouldn't even measure herself. But yet she went shopping one day, and she went and got into a pair of pants a size smaller than what she usually buys. And she also found she could wear blouses that she couldn't get her arms into the sleeves before. So then I shared with her what I had experienced, and we've known each other for years. And she goes, wow. I said, I want you to get excited about this. And I want you to get excited about it because it will improve your balance. She's in her 70s. And I said, it will help you. You don't have to kill yourself when you're doing this. It's something that Teresa talked about. And it's so important. Now, Lisa, you're as slender as anybody could ever want to be, for heaven's sakes. I mean, I saw you at the women's show this year. And I looked at you and I said, oh, yeah, right, sure. You've got something to work with. Give me a break, woman. You've just got this gorgeous, gorgeous figure. Now, you do this.
I do, but
why? I mean, a lot of people would look at you and say, okay, yeah, sure, you really need to do something. But even when you're trim, you do want to have that tone, don't you?
Well, you do. And, you know, the other thing for me was I had sort of an unusual thing. I got hit by a car as a pedestrian years ago, and so I have to pay attention to my back. Otherwise, it starts to really give me some issues. And even though I'm tall and kind of lanky, you know, you can get kind of pudgy around the middle, you know. And
mm-hmm.
We call me the slacker T-tapper because I'm not real disciplined about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do this primary back stretch every morning. And just that and the gentle reminder of mindful movement that Teresa brings, you know, I find that just keeps me in a good place and keeps my back happy, keeps my shoulders back. You know, I being somewhat tall, I tend to be a sloucher because I grew really fast when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And so this has been really great. I also have knee issues because I was a dancer for years. And the thing that I love about TTAP, and especially for people that are over, 50, it's a no-impact workout. So
yes.
Me with my knees, I couldn't do something like aerobics, step aerobics. I was never going to be going up a step and back down.
Mm-hmm.
This has been just wonderful. It keeps my legs looking nice, keeps my tush in the right place.
Oh, things like that help. We don't like it when our tush goes down to the back of our knees and, everything goes south, but that's being a little dramatic, I'm sure. But really, it's amazing what happens to the body when it is not exercised.
And, I have to add in, when I saw you, I hit perimenopause, and I put on 30 pounds in 3 months. Which was devastating. I couldn't fit into any clothes, couldn't find anything the right size for me. It was just horrible. And so I got back to tapping, and it took the weight right off of me and shaped me up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm even skinnier than the last time you saw me.
Oh, for heaven's sake. That's amazing. Well, now, for those of you that are listening, I know that you may think that, gee, we're just getting really excited about this, but I have interacted with Teresa now, especially having the chance to meet with her at the Women's Show in the spring of this year, and every one of us is different. And I'm pretty sure that any woman is going to want to know a way that she can do something that will empower her to look good. Now, Teresa offers all kinds of programs, and we'll go into that, but the thing is, you do it at your own level. And I am not committed to it 100%. My schedule gets wild, wacky, woolly, and everything goes in 10,000 different directions sometimes.
Yeah.
But if you can remember, for example, like with the hoedowns, and you can go to Teresa's site and you can get that on the video. She describes everything right there. You can find out, there's so many different things she's got on her site that you can look at where you can actually participate before you invest in it. And I was on the phone with a very good friend of mine in Colorado, and she, like Lisa, had a problem with her knees. Bad problem. Major surgery. So she said, I'm going to try this. And her knees in the last 4 months have become stronger. She doesn't have the discomfort she was experiencing, because back in her mind, she's always concerned she might have to go in for another surgery.
Yep.
And she said, this is the best thing since chocolate was invented.
I'll tell you, Donna, I've had three knee surgeries, and I had quite a bit of atrophy in my left leg. And if anybody can get to a clinic to actually work with Teresa directly, and she'll be there until midnight. She doesn't care. She wants people to be healthy and happy.
Mm-hmm.
She showed me one little adjustment to make in my hoedowns. And so I look funny doing hoedowns with the rest of the room, but I don't care. In 3 weeks' time, I had muscle back in my atrophied knee that I hadn't seen in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a little tiny adjustment. But I wouldn't have known that if I hadn't had a chance to sit
and
talk to her directly and show her how funky my walk was.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we have our retreat coming up. That's a great opportunity. We do clinics. Our trainers are all over the place.
Oh, yes. And that's coming up when?
That's coming up in October, October 2nd through the 4th.
That's right. And Teresa said that there were only 6 spaces left. There's going to be 100 people there total.
That's right.
And I'm going to be back there, too, and we're going to be doing a remote program from there.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes, so we're going to be doing a remote program. So tell us a little bit about this retreat and how people can find some information about it, because if they're in a position where they can do it, I know they're going to want to participate.
Well, I'll let Renee talk to that one, because she's actually much better about the retreat than I am. I show up and I'm quiet in the back, so.
Okay.
Well, Donna, the retreats are just an amazing way to really immerse yourself into TTAP, and Teresa's a fantastic teacher, and, I got to tell you, this is something that, especially the first time that I went to a retreat, when you first get there, first of all, her staff is fabulous, and they always have these big goodie bags for you and just make you feel so at home and welcome. But what happens is, before we all start working out, everybody gets measured. So we have certain places that we measure, inner thigh and stomach and all those places nobody really wants to measure, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she does that for a very specific reason. We do, I don't even know how many workouts, Donna, maybe five or six. But usually it starts on a Thursday night. We work out on Friday, Saturday. There's one Sunday morning. She has fabulous guest speakers.
We eat a lot, and we have some wine and
yes,
some chocolate.
Oh, gee, this sounds torturous. You know, when you're tapping, and really intensely, because when everybody's in front of Teresa, our eyeballs are popping out, making sure we're in perfect form and working it out for her. And so believe me, there is much chocolate eaten and red wine consumed. So this is not a Spartan type of retreat. But at the end of that, on Sunday, before the last workout, everybody gets measured one more time. Donna, I have never in my life, if I wasn't there, I would never believe the amount of inches that people lose in those 2 days. I mean, honestly, 1 year, one woman lost a total of 19 inches.
Oh, come on.
I know. I'm telling you, I was as blown away as the next person. If I had not seen it and been there with my own eyes, I would tell you there is no possible way physiologically that that can happen. I saw it. And, okay, even if the measuring is off slightly, could you give me 15 out of 19? I mean, the measuring wasn't off that much. So simply an amazing thing. That doesn't mean that everybody loses that amount.
Right.
But everybody goes home definitely slimmer, feeling phenomenal, having relaxed, having met so many people with like minds. You know, one of the other things that I also just really want to bring out, because you asked Lisa, gosh, she looks fabulous, and she does. She's just adorable always. You know, why do you do this? And as a trainer, while I get so excited about seeing people lose inches, obviously, the thing that really thrills me even more is how incredible TTAP makes you feel. Yes, if you have a bad back, if you have bad knees, my gosh, to be able to get out of pain without surgery and stay out of pain, what could be better and more fulfilling? But one of the other things that happens with TTAP is that you are pumping the lymphatic system. And when you do that, you're just pumping a lot of toxins and, quite frankly, just the trash out of your body. And how that makes you feel afterwards is simply phenomenal.
It's, you know,
I just see people walking on clouds when they leave.
Yeah, it's like a layered effect, because it really does change your mental. I find for me, spiritually, I'm in a much better, more solid, more calm, more grounded space if I do my 5-minute back stretch every morning.
Mm-hmm.
It follows me through to the rest of the day. And there's a lot of workouts where, you know, you got music pumping in the background and you got stuff going on and da 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 da. And it's a lot of commotion in the workout. And this is very quiet. You know, you want to know where your fingertips are when you put your hand out, and that's not something that we always worry about in working out. And that aspect of mindful movement and the integration of your brain and your mind to muscle is so powerful. And Renee and I just had this really incredible experience where we were working with Lee McCormick, who runs the Recovery Ranch in Tennessee, which is a really amazing facility for any kind of addiction treatment. And we're going to be working with him to do stuff for people with eating addictions. But he also does a thing called Spirit Recovery Journeys. And we went to Teotihuacan, Mexico, to a beautiful home called the Dreaming House. And we took mindful movement into this incredibly powerful, long-time Toltec master city and took it to another level. And it was just powerful. And Renee was so awesome. She taught TTAP to our whole group, and we started off our morning every morning with it. And to see how it takes experiences like that and magnifies them, because you're doing, you know, you're bringing yourself all together. It's like you're putting all your chakras in alignment and you're gathering all the pieces of you. They get scattered around the universe. You bring them all together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was just breathtaking. And Renee and I both came back looking at each other going, wow, that was cool.
Now, while you were there in New Mexico, or was it Mexico?
It's Mexico, yeah.
It's Mexico. While you were in Mexico, you were very much involved in what you called mindful movement, and that's something that Teresa talks about when you're in the process, and what I like is that you've got the DVDs, and my girlfriends and I, we like our DVDs because we want to take them with us wherever we go. And if somebody has a portable DVD player, that is optimum. If you have a computer, you can do it. And if you're, you know, take your computer with you, because it just is a short amount of time that you can commit to doing this. But the way you move, and my friend in Colorado, she said, I go back when I'm watching the DVD, I go back and I go through the learning process because I find that I'm not remembering certain things, because she has a lot of little subtle positioning, and you don't think it makes that much of a difference, but it really does. Tell us about the mindful movement relative to this T-TAP process. And Renee, would you address that, since you are a certified trainer with this, and give us an example of how this is done?
Oh, thank you, Dawn. I would love to. You know, with T-TAP, as mentioned, there's no music to it.
You're going to need to speak up, Renee.
Oh, I'm so sorry. There's no music with it. And there's a very good reason why there's no music, and that is because in order to really get the best benefits with T-TAP, you really need to be very present when you're doing it. And so in the beginning, as you start to use the DVD, of course, you're just trying to concentrate. What is she saying? Where do I put my feet? So the brain's very involved in the beginning at just trying to figure out what she's doing, just kind of start to get the move. And then once you get to that point, then after you do it for a while, if you really start to, exactly as your friend says, go back to the learning and re-listen once you've kind of gotten the basic move to what Teresa's really saying. And then you go, oh, I completely missed that. When did she say, you know, to really turn out from the hip or those little tweaks? It's just so fascinating that when you're first starting, so many things that she says, there's too much for the brain to comprehend in the beginning, because this is a very different way of moving and being in your body. And so Teresa loves to say, and I have to so agree with her, that T-TAP is very progressive. So everybody starts where they start. Everybody hears what she's saying from their own point of view, where they're coming from a body awareness standpoint at the beginning. You begin to do the workout, and then if you'll just stay with it, if you'll just re-listen to those instructional DVDs, and see if you can get the different tweaks with it. If you can get to meet her or come to a clinic, we take you to another level. You can get the next level of DVD. And so you continue to, I say, deepen the practice. The brain can only connect to a certain number of things at a time. Teresa has named this neuro, meaning from the brain, kinetic to the muscle flow. There's a certain connection that the brain has to the body. And the longer you do it with intention, intending for the brain to reconnect to specific muscles, the deeper the benefits you get, and that's when you really start to begin to get a sense of how powerful the program is from a deeper level. And it, again, it's very mindful. As you know, I love it when I'm in class, particularly, let's just say, since you know the hoedowns, Donna, mm-hmm. I know when we're doing hoedowns, when somebody's mind leaves the room and starts making dinner, right? Because the arms go one way, the legs go the other, and you lose your count, and I'm like, oop, you've left the room.
That's the truth, too. That is the truth. That's the truth.
Yep.
So, and hoedowns, tell us why they are so effective, because there are people, and I have done them, you know, in odd situations where maybe I haven't been able to do my regular workout, but when you do them, especially if you've taken in a lot of carbohydrates, you've got 3 minutes. How does that affect the body? What is it that happens when you do those particular movements?
I can say one thing right off the bat. The first time you do them, you're going to feel like a total spaz.
Oh, dear.
And that's because you're putting those hands across the midline, and suddenly your right brain and your left brain don't know what to do. But Renee will tell you much more intricately why. But I just have to put it out there first. You know, you're going to feel totally uncoordinated.
Absolutely. You know, that's the truth. And what was fun, I really had a good time watching my husband try to do it. I had the best laugh. I said, yo.
And he,
well, you know,
he
in just, class, before I teach somebody, I always say, no, I'm just going to let you know.
Yes.
You very well, so that people don't feel embarrassed when they
what a great exercise.
What's wrong with me?
Absolutely. But what a great exercise for balance.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it benefits in so many ways. Renee, why is it so effective after you eat? What is it that it does?
Well, I believe that actually it incorporates every one of the TTAP principles into that one move. In other words, yes, absolutely, Dawn, the balance. You're utilizing core muscle, okay? When you utilize the core muscles, those muscles that attach to the spine, those muscles, we believe, really utilize a lot of glucose, meaning the sugar, et cetera. So you asked specifically about sugar and insulin levels. But most of us do not engage those on a daily basis. It's one of the reasons that TTAP works so incredibly well at helping people cinch in and up in the torso, because Teresa has made sure that progressively we engage the spine, the muscles that attach the spine, from so many different angles. You know, we stretch, we twist, we bend forward, bend back. So that's what's happening. So just when you're balancing like that, and you're keeping yourself erect, you're utilizing all those core muscles. Then you're moving the large muscles from the extremity while holding yourself in balance from the core. So, you know, as you lift that leg with the knee up in alignment with the spine, it's that perfect alignment. So you're really making the body work in alignment, like a machine, the way that it was designed to do. Most of us are just always moving out of alignment, and that's one of the fabulous parts about TTAP. It begins to teach you how to use the body in alignment. When you do that, results just kick up. So it's that. It's also the fact that every time that you touch your foot to the ground, you are pumping the lymph and lactic acid, etc., up the leg. Okay? So you're pumping a lot of the stuff. You're making sure that all of the carbohydrates, et cetera, everything is being circulated through the body quickly. And then, of course, as Lisa mentioned, when you bring one arm across, et cetera, the left brain and the right brain neurokinetically, you know, you begin mm-hmm. to work the brain from a cognitive standpoint. So you're even, you know, working cognitively with it. So it just incorporates all of the fabulous principles that we have into that one movement. And the other thing that's amazing is, I don't care how in shape you are, you do two sets of hoedowns, your heart rate will go up.
No matter how, even if you just won a gold medal at the Olympics.
Oh, my
it
goodness.
It will go up. And isn't that fabulous? Because you're not jumping, there's no impact, you're still helping those knees.
You know what?
You know, you're protecting the back, and yet even cardiac patients can get a very nice workout. It doesn't overdo, but it does enough to even strengthen your heart muscle.
Now, ladies, I know we're getting close to coming to the end of our time together. Teresa's birthday is coming up, and on her site, ttap.com, there is a special offer. Tell us what that offer is.
I'll tell you about it. It's for Teresa's birthday, we're doing a special promotion on Amazon.com. If you buy Teresa's book on the 26th, which is her birthday, and on Amazon.com, it's $12.21 plus shipping. What you have 3 days to register your purchase, your proof of purchase from Amazon. When you do that, then you have until September 26th, and you can choose one of three workouts for free. And it's Tempo 2, Step Away the Inches, or Tap Core. And I'll tell you real quickly about each of those. Tempo 2 is the beginning version with 8 reps, or the intermediate version with 10 reps, all without instruction of the basic workout, the full workout. And then Step Away the Inches is our really cool walking workout. And Tap Core is a series of 9-minute moves that Teresa developed for schools because they need to meet their mandated minutes for movement for kids because PE and recess is gone.
Mm-hmm.
But we quietly talk to all of our people that are in cubicles and offices because it works really great at a desk, any desk, no matter how old you are.
Right, it does.
So you can choose one of those for free. All you have to do is pay shipping.
All right. So they go to Amazon.com. They can order the book Fit and Fabulous in 15 minutes. They get the special offer. But I really encourage all of you who are listening, go to her website, because I know, I can tell you, it works. I have been using it. I went in and did measurements, and I had trimmed down 21.5 inches.
Yahoo!
Without any extra effort. Another 2 inches of toning evolved, and I was concerned that I maybe had gone the other direction and had gained, but I hadn't.
But there was no change in weight, and that was really interesting. So I encourage you to go to her website, ttap.com. Renee and Lisa.
You know what, Donna, too? There's also the Try Before You Buy page. If you go to ttap.com/try,
good.
You can try the hoedowns. You can try a whole bunch of different things before you buy them, and you'll know what you're getting into, and you'll see. You'll see for yourself.
That is fabulous. So go to ttap.com/try. Try. I mean, really go in and look at it. Try it out. Believe me, this is good stuff. Ladies, you've been just wonderful.
Oh, thanks, Donna.
Lisa Moretti and Renee McLaughlin, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know Teresa's on the plane flying to New York.
Yep.
And we'll be talking to her next month. And then this special event that's coming up, there's only 6 spaces left. And I'm going to be there doing a remote broadcast in October. I'm really excited about it. So I'll be right there with you guys.
Yay!
Great. Can't wait to work out with you, Donna. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome.
You.
Bye-bye, gals.
Bye-bye.
This is Donna Sebo, TTAP.com. Believe me, it's good stuff. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. You know, when you're listening to this, you may be saying, oh, Donna, my goodness, this is so much hype. Let me tell you something. I have battled the bulge for as long as I can remember. And I know there was a time in my life when I was, let's say, 25 pounds thinner, and I would look at myself and I would say, gee whiz, this is terrible. This is the first program, and I'm not saying this for hype. I'm saying it with utmost sincerity. This is the first exercise program that I have done where it has been easy to maintain to a degree, and also I've gotten results, and it's amazing. And I just encourage you to do it. And I'm saying it with all the sincerity I can muster, because I know I was talking with someone just recently who has gone through surgeries, who's had all kinds of health problems, and they just said, my body just seems to have fallen apart. And so you can do this TTAP method. And you can even talk to staff, and they'll help you with this. So if you have a back problem, if you have something with your knees, if you have something with the hips, they will tell you what you can do. This isn't something where you're going to go out and try to beat your body to a pulp. That's not it. It's oriented towards wellness. Teresa's been involved in physical fitness for years. She had a horrific back injury herself, and she does it on a regular basis. But she works with people from around the world, all ages. And this is in schools, this is done with different type of therapeutic programs, and it can be adapted to whatever your needs are. So I'm really very, very supportive of this, because I believe in something that is that if it works for me and there's no woo-woo about it and there's no excessive hype, believe me, it's good to do. So check out her site, ttap.com. Find out about this special offer she's got, but go to her tryout page, and check things out. And you don't have to take my word for it, but if you do, find out what is going to be most comfortable for you. And I really recommend the 15-minute workout. There's a package you get where you can get an hour workout and a 15-minute workout. And the 15-minute one is what's most comfortable for me. And that's what my girlfriend in Colorado uses. So anyway, check it out. Do whatever you want to do, but measure yourself. Then you'll see the difference. I want to thank those of you who are sending me emails. I've gotten some wonderful material that I'm going to share with you in just a moment. But right now, telephone lines are open. Hey, give me a call, 877-876-5227. Also, we have a Canadian number of 888-815-9756 and 530-876-3222 is a direct line. So here we go. They're all direct lines, really, but these are toll-free, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And again, 530-876-3222. If you'd like me to give you some intuitive insight, I'd be delighted to do that. And just remember, what I like to have from you in the way of information is your first name or your initial. And of course, I always like to know where you're calling from. I always like to know what part of the country and or the world you might be calling in from. So there we go, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Anne sent me some information on a checklist for pet sitters. And for those of you who are regular listeners, you know that I have two Scottish Terriers. And that is always a concern of mine. Whenever I have to go on a trip or my husband goes on a trip and I may be involved in something and we don't want to leave our animals. They're just too precious to us. And it's not always easy to find a house sitter. So sometimes you have to kennel them. Well, this is some information that I think is really good. And if you're going to kennel your animals, you want to check out your facilities. I think just about anybody that has had dogs, cats, or any kind of the kind of animal that might have to be kenneled probably can tell you a horror story or two. And I have had some that have been just very, very bad. Remember, if you're going to leave a dog or a cat or any kind of an animal in a kennel, even if it's at a vet's clinic, whatever, be sure you have them vaccinated for kennel cough. Because sometimes, and your animal can be very healthy, but sometimes, and this happened to me when I kenneled one of my Scotties in the past in a vet's office, there was another dog, actually a couple of them, that had come into the clinic that had kennel cough. And my Scotty ended up getting it. So if you have the animal vaccinated for kennel cough, and it's done through the nose, they just put it up the nose, and it's great real fast, it's painless, and it's just something that's real easy to do. It will give them a protection against an environment that possibly could provide that kind of a situation for them. So I'm just speaking from personal experience. Now, when you're in the kennel, you want to check the facility. You want to make sure that it's clean. You want to be able to look at it, maybe talk to some other people that have kept their animals there. I found that I went to one kennel, and they showed me a part of the kennel that was just really looked nice. And then I found out later that my dogs had been sick. I had two dogs in, and they had been just sick, and I looked at the place when I went to pick them up. And I was taken to another portion, and it wasn't as clean and tidy as the first section I had seen. So you gotta check things out. I'll tell you more, so I'll tell you some good information and send. But we've got a caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. This is JoJo from California.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear your name.
JoJo?
Oh, JoJo from California. Where, JoJo?
Down near San Luis Obispo.
Okay, welcome to the show. JoJo, the first thing I'm looking at is you've got a lot of writing to do. And I think it's difficult for any of us whenever we have to put down on a piece of paper who we are, what we are, why we are significant, what we have to offer. Sometimes it can be really challenging. And what I'm looking at is apparently there's some kind of a presentation that you're going to want to put together. And you don't want to sound arrogant, but you want to have clarity in what you're presenting. And there is someone that you know that if you will put together your details, ask them how they feel about it when you present it to them. Get their feedback. You might even want to check out with a couple of other individuals, and they may say, well, what are you looking for? What is it that you're wanting to get across to these people? And then listen to their feedback and then adapt it the way you think it would fit. You are absolutely correct that your written illustration, not illustration, your written statement about you is really going to make a difference. But you want to be able to speak of those things that you are really good at in such a way and manner that that's going to come across clearly to whoever's reading it. So there may be some points that you will need to include that you've not thought of, and thereby you need to also be prepared to give example and maybe even references for whoever you're going to be talking with to check with to be sure that everything is on the up and up. And I'm looking at you having more conversations with people in general. I am looking at you really putting yourself out into environments where there is this networking environment that I just think is great. I really like what I see. So I want to encourage you to continue expanding your networking and try to get something down in the way of a personal expression about who you are that you can do in about a minute when you first meet people. And you're going to be very comfortable with that. And then if they want to know more about you, then you can add to it. But I really think you're on the move, and you've got some very significant shifts that are evolving. And that's what I am looking at, and that is what I'm watching you slowly but surely moving towards as the month of September is nearing. So you've got a lot that you're fine-tuning right now, and do it. Keep up the good work. It's worth every bit of the effort you're putting into it. What's on your mind, JoJo?
Okay, well, thank you for that. Makes sense, because I've been doing a lot of work in private, and it's not showing up, I guess, how I'd want it out in the real world. So my actual question for you was, what can I do right now to bring in a lot more money?
Well, what is it? You say you're working on this in private, so I'm assuming you're doing meditating and your affirmations and all of this, which is wonderful stuff to do.
Yeah.
But you're correct. There is an action that would go along with it. Now, what is it that you really have a passion about that you're working towards?
Well, I'm an artist. So I've been producing a lot of products. I have a new website to launch in the next day or two. You know, this writing. I have another business opportunity, too. But in terms of my current art business, you know, I'm writing a bio, something that will interest people when they look at it right away,
mm-hmm.
you know, to put on the back of my art. So that's what I mean by working in private, along with the meditating and the affirmations. But I've also been doing a lot of behind-the-scenes business stuff, and that's why it's been discouraging, because I did more in the last few weeks than I have in months or years, and the money hasn't shown up.
Well, it's not going to show up overnight. You need to know that.
Yeah.
And let's say you wanted $100,000 in 2 days. It's not going to work that way. What you're doing at this time, and not that you're not going to be financially independent, you are, but what you're doing at this time is letting people know about your work. And this is important. And fine-tuning that biographical sketch so that it really has some clout to it is going to be significant. You are going to find a couple of galleries that are going to want to carry your work, and that's good, because that gives you a credential positioning. You are going to have to do more networking with people. That's what it's going to take, and you're also going to need to look at those areas of the various places in California that are like San Francisco, and, you know, there's just certain places where maybe you can put your things out where people can see them. And you'll have to choose your venue carefully. And I'd like to explain that to you. Would you stay on the line?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to be taking a break. This is Donna Sebo. And, you know, if you want to give me a call, too, you can. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're going to come back. We're going to answer one of JoJo's questions here. And then there will be an opportunity if you'd like to chat with me as well.
We're taking a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sivo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
As a counselor, Donna Sivo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sivo. Now, don't forget, you can give me a buzz if you want, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. JoJo, I wanted to finish with you, and thank you for waiting. I wanted to finish with you with some suggestions. When you're looking at arenas of exposure to the public, you need to ask yourself what venue is going to serve you best. Let me give you an example. There are some marvelous artists that I know of. This one very, very talented artist who does masks. And his masks are some of the most masterful pieces I have ever seen. I mean, they are better than the ones I've seen at the Venetian in Las Vegas, in their shops there. I mean, they're just spectacular. Everyone's unique. He found he had a niche. And his niche really appealed to the Renaissance, to particular expos and shows that contributed, you know, like they had pirate exhibitions, there are Renaissance different programs in different parts of the country. So he looked at these niches. Now, he's got things in some galleries. Now, I'm using him as an example because I think it's very important. You need to look at what niche you would fit into. Would it be worth you or maybe participating with some other artist at the Pomona Fair, for example? Would it be worth participating in certain artistic venues like art special periods? I know, like up here in Washington, we have the Bellevue Art Fair, where, my goodness, a few hundred people, you have to be juried in to be accepted. And that's what this friend of mine did. He found out about different venues, and it was by word of mouth, but he found out where his niche was. Now, he didn't make that the absolute, but that's what has been working for him. And so he's doing beautifully. He's just tickled pink. So there's, you know, there's always that positioning of feeling vulnerable. Is it worth doing the money? Is it worth doing this, that, or the other? You have to find those venues where you feel you've got a niche. If you were doing Western art, for example, there's Western art shows. We've got another friend who has just a tremendous reputation as an artist. And he is not a cowboy artist, but the Western exhibit shows work for him
because he does open country, he does a lot of mountains, and he has learned through the years those environments that work well for him. But it's a learning curve. But you learn where to put yourself and how to market yourself. And if you put yourself on the web, then you just have to let everybody you know, everybody you meet, that this is what you do, for them to go to your website and check things out. And it's hard work. It really is. There's no shortcut to this.
Yeah. No shortcut. But at the same token, that's why I'd ask you about the money, because the more work I put in, the more product I make, obviously, the more money it takes. And I have a few venues that sell my work around right now. But, man, oh, man, this is summer. This is supposed to be the high time. And,
well, you have to understand something.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you just need to realize that you're going to have these ups and these downs. Yes, summertime can be very good, but there's been a lot of media that's put out there that said economy's lousy. Art is a luxury in the mind of many people.
Yeah.
In the minds of many people. So, again, you may find things are going to be on a slow cycle, but you don't give up. If this is really your passion, if this is really what you want to do, and you have to serve McDonald's hamburgers in off hours to make an extra buck, and I'm just exaggerating here, but you get my point, and you still do what you love to do, then you will continue to put your work out. And you will shift your attitude, because you're going to need to shift it. You do this because you love doing it, that you want to make this a way of life for you that generates income. That's going to take you some time. Again, there's no shortcuts here.
Okay. Okay. Well, I appreciate all the insight.
Oh, and above all, ask your customers what they think. Get feedback from them.
Okay.
Give them a query sheet, an evaluation sheet, and let them fill that out and mail it to you.
That's a good idea.
And see what they say. And if there's something you need to improve upon, go ahead and improve upon it. It's okay. Don't be offended by criticisms or comments. Grow from it, because that's what an artist is. You're doing something that's exceptional, and it is a world unto itself.
Yeah. Well, and I've been out on, I do a farmer's market. I've been out on the street for a couple of years, so I've heard a lot of things, but it's been good for me, too, because I've got to let it roll off my back most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's part of the learning curve.
Absolutely.
Take care, JoJo.
Thank you so much, Donna. Have a great day.
Thank you
Bye.
For calling in, and have a great one yourself. This is Donna Sebo. Telephone line is now open. Now, I wanted to share with you quickly that we are going to have as our guest tomorrow, we're going to have Marie Jones, and we're going to be talking about 2013. I think it's going to be a fine year, but, you know, there's a lot of people that get stuck in thinking, well, this is an ominous whatever, because of this, that, or the other. And one of the biggest promotions towards this has been a great deal of talk about the Mayan calendar and how that's the last year that's recorded on the Mayan calendar. Well, we don't know that for a fact. These people went hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ahead of everybody, but a lot of stuff was destroyed. All we know is what we've got. So anyway, we're going to be talking with Marie Jones about the year 2013. I'll tell you right now. It's going to be the end of the world for somebody, everybody, on some day. But by golly, if you live in fear, you're just not going to be having a very happy life. Take one moment at a time and savor it. Next week, we've got a great lineup of guests, Haunted Spaces, Sacred Places, Innovation Corrupted. This is all about Enron. Good stuff. Wind Power. We're going to be talking about that next week. The Nonverbal Advantage, Reading Body Language. Hey, we've got some good subjects next week. You're not going to want to miss any of it. Now, I promised you this checklist regarding animals, and this is, especially if you're going to have a pet sitter, very important. You want to locate a pet sitter in your area using a reputable source, and sometimes that's veterinarian, sometimes it's your next-door neighbor. You just need to check things out. Also, check the person's references or a company's references. Three should be voluntarily provided. And I would just see whatever else you can find out. And you've got to make sure that the company or the individual is bonded and insured. That is very important. Confirm that your sitter has undergone, especially if it's from a company, a criminal background check and has received proper training. And you want to pre-interview your sitter with your pets present to to observe interactions and establish a comfort level for both you and the pets. That's an absolute must. And then clearly state how you'd like the sitter to use his or her visit time in terms of walking, playing, feeding, cleaning, etc. You want to make sure the sitter is going to take care of your pet's daily feeding and walking schedule, as well as your desired vacation schedule, even during the busiest holidays. And you want to make sure that they are going to be available by telephone and email. And you want to be sure to provide medical, behavioral history, as well as veterinary and other emergency contact information, including your cell phone numbers if they need it. Have all necessary supplies, including food, vitamins, and treats, in one central location. And if you're using a company, make sure they have a backup measure in case your sitter should have an emergency that prevents them from being able to take care of what they've agreed to take care of. This is Donna Sebo. I know we're out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. It is great spending time with you. Have a fabulous, fabulous day wherever you are. And we'll be back here, right here on bbsradio.com, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.